Shinayim Zayin over here. So only I'm Mutchin Zayin. I'm Malach Ozo Moshiach Mogein. So he says, Arba Madregas Hain. We say Malach Ozo Moshiach Mogein. And that's how we finish the Brach of Abbas. So you describe your Kaddish Baruch Hu interacting with us on four levels. Harishani Kabbalz Mochuz Yisparach. Im hi amitis, zeichen lesosa Yisparach lahamed maizim toivim. So the first thing is that we're zeichen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus for helping us accomplish things. Let's explain this. First of all, when we talk about being mekabel omach shamayim, we need to understand the following mechanism. Pashtos, you learn, it's sort of a tit for tat. We're nice, we proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice to us, and he helps us, and so on. That's not at all how it works. A person's interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is set by the person himself. And if the reality that I see in the world is a physical reality, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to intervene and sort of mix into and upset the world. That's the world I relate to. Every person has a certain level of reality, that's the world around him. It can be totally devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's all of the types of the Chazal about Im Telchi Mi Bikeri and so on and so forth, where if you really don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will really force himself into that world. As a person is Mekabel Malchus Olam HaShamayim, so what the person effect is doing is he's beginning to realize that the world has behind it the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the primary sense of thing becomes HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than the Teva. I want to add something to this point. This is definitely, this emes, as Rambam says it, and so on. When we speak about the way you perceive things, there's a certain type, a person can come to an understanding, like through a sudden surge of inspiration, hysteria, frumkeit, is a sort of an unnatural pitch of where a person is sort of hyped up. And the person means it well. He's sincere and he really wants it. But that's not the reality to the person. You sometimes hear it in a person when they speak very frum, almost as if there's a need to reassure themselves that they really believe. It certainly is a nice thing, it's a right thing, but it's not as real as when a person has been tried and tested many times and has come to realization that other than Hashgach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not much in the Bria is happening. And the sincerity of having, so when a person is, when a young person is very stark, there's a sort of sharp edge to it of being kind of, sometimes you wonder, is he in touch with reality? And the person can be extreme in a sense, because extreme we mean it doesn't seem to fit the person. So the person has a tremendous mice of bitachin. But the mice of bitachin seems to be an almost desperate effort, almost despite of the surroundings. As a person has gone through life, and each and every place, and each and every step of the way, he's seen difficulties, he's gone through challenges, and somehow he found that the Hashgacha brought him through, then he is going to be, it's a much more real sense of bitachon than a person just kind of, you know, hyping himself up to it. And just this, if you can move up so that I don't have to speak so close. I don't want to disturb them. You can sit down here. Okay. So that's the first. So the first step is when we're addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want, remember, this is Aves. It's the bracha where we're trying to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way in which the others connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're trying to be lifnei Hashem in that sense. So the first one is the Kabbalah's Malchusei as Melech. Imi Amitis, Zeichel Azaz Baruch Lahamid Maisim Toivim. The Oizer over here, he learns, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us do things that are right. The primary Siyata Deshmaya that we talk about is Siyata Deshmaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing us to do what's right, because that projects us into a world where it's Muhashkacha. Miribu Maisim Tovim Zeichim Lihivasha Me'ara Shalotiel or Shum Shlita La'adam. From these Maisim Tovim with Zeicha, that the Ra doesn't have a Shlita on the person. So, in a sense, the fact that we're Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us takes away the ability of Ra to be Shalit on us. It's almost either or. Either is the world that you're in, a world that's ruled by bad or indifference of just a cold fate, or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then he says, "Ach afilu im adam nitzel merasha bekirboy, adayin yecholim lerab lekochos arami b'chutz lachshil lachem negdoy." Person can still have kochos ra outside. Im adam chazak mo'od lelachem b'yitzel natzchoy, who zeiches HaKadosh Baruch Hu niloy magin shene noisen lechitzim shener negdoy lefkoya boy. So it's very interesting. He's interpreting it all as going on Tov and Ra, and not on physical and material problems and issues and battles, but Yetzirah. And it makes sense, because the first bracha, we don't have any bakashas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not making bakashas. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as avos, and relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as avos. So we're not talking over here about, in any way, having that type of, about physical events. The question is, do we succeed in standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way the others stood in front of him? Or are we going to be derailed by our own issues, or by Yetzer that pushes to derail us? So he says, Im adam chazak moed lachem b'yitzhoi natzchoi, hu zeiche shakash baruch nir loy mogein, shene neysen lechitzim shener neglof kareboi. If a person himself is so strong as Mechem Sayyitza, that Kash Baruch Hu protects him that he never gets to that position. Let's give a dogma for something like that. If I know somebody knows his material really well for a test, then I don't have a need to give him the test, because I see that the person himself, let's say I'm testing somebody on the whatever it is, the Masechta, and I see the person chazeded through kind of Shaktari Balteh, so I don't need to test him anymore. The tzaddikim that azeicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't test them, it works because they work so hard on their own that there's no need to test them real time. If let's say, for instance, I have troops that I want to deploy, and I don't know how great these troops are. They've basically been sitting and sunning themselves in Florida for the last half year or so. And I want to know how well they do. So I run them through some tests. I see. But let's say they've been 6 months in Afghanistan. I don't need to test them. They're tested. They are tested. If a person himself proactively overcomes his Yetzirah, he's not just coasting. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure there's no nisyonos coming his way, because there's no need for nisyonos. So occasionally you see somebody who's zocha sort of when no problems are coming his direction, that understand it's because the person is working so hard that there's no need to test them externally. Sorry? So again, we don't. It's madregas, madregas. You know, each. What? If they were tested, they needed to be tested. That's the only thing I can tell you. Whether it was a test, whether it's for the door, I don't know. But the one, there is one of those nekudos. It's like we always say about these things. We can tell you many of the elements that go into hashgacha, but to take a specimen and to decide what happened over here is foolhardy and it's wrong. It's not that's not doesn't go that way. So he says, that is the ultimate Nashkacha Pratis. So if a person is on that Madrega, there's no need for a test, because the person himself is living constantly with that feeling. And bear in mind, there's a certain, he's addressing things from a certain perspective. For us, where physical items are very important to us, and Ruchnius is okay, so for us, the thrust of Shemayin Esrei really seems to be focused on Gashmius. Here he's saying, a person's Avraham Avinu, and by extension, people who feel that way, the Iker in life is to make it through life without failing. And when you go to a hotel for vacation, it's very important, is the bed soft, is the pool, big, or whatever the pool's supposed to be, are the drinks good, or service, is that, you spend a lot of time behandling how good the service is and so forth. If you rush out to do a great business deal that you think will net you a lot of money, so the bed and the pool and everything else is like my lovely merit. You know, you're dealing with one issue. Will I be able to pull it off? Is the guy going to agree to the deal and so on? Everything else is it's only important that if the bed does not let me sleep all night, the next morning I'm going to be dead and I can't. I'm not at my best, but everything else is command the lesser dummy. When you have a perspective in this world that the world has one tachlis, either to do well or chason to fail, that's it, and everything else is just aichetimtza. If I have a lot of problems, it's not going to let me get to what I need to get, and I'll waste my life away dealing with issues. But everything is focused around a certain point. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu Anochi Magen Batcha, and we have Avtach of Shema Yisrael La'ad, then we're talking about specifically that I'll make it through without being derailed. L'chol Madreges Mimalchus Ad Magen Zoch Avraham Avinu Shalom V'Sheina U'B'mid Atzuma. Avraham Avinu was zeichem all these Madreges, and that's why we've sealed the bracha with Magen Avraham. So he asks, every bracha, a bracha without Shem and Malchus is not a bracha. So if you don't have Malchus, then it's not a good bracha. So why don't you say bracha ta Hashem kei melech ha'olam magen avos? Magen Avraham. So he says, so Tosfos says, so why is there no Melech Olam? V'tirtzu d'Avraham havik my Malchus. Shehimlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol Olam shoydiya Malchusoi. U'kafi midas kabolos ha-Malchus shaloi u'zocha l'shleishas ha-midas acheris. So Avraham Avinu, in his understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, it was zeicha to all other Madregas. Let's spend another minute talking about what Malchus is and why it's so important for Avraham to spread it to the whole world and so on. He's saying over here, Avraham brought down a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Midah of Malchus and spread it out to everybody else and so on. The difference between Adnos and Malchus is as follows. When I have a slave, then the relationship is the slave has to do whatever I tell him to do and work for me. The slave himself is not part of anything. And really what I want out of the slave is raw labor, power, wattage. It's sort of, I need X amount of horsepower to plow out a field. Is that? That's what the Eved does. That's what he does. And in the relationship of Adon to Eved, it's not a relationship that complement each other. It's not one happy family, the Eved and the Adon. One is a master, one is a slave. One gets to do what he wants to do. The other one gets to power that. That's it. Malchus is different. Malchus means that, in a certain sense, when we realize together what we're going to accomplish, then we all accomplish together. Example, let's say somebody's the head of a team that's putting together a project. They're trying to build a spaceship. And they have a team of engineers. So there's one person directing that team. And you're going to work on the heating and cooling. You're going to work on the propulsion. You're going to work on the atmospheric conditions, etc. When we snap together, we will together realize a certain tachlis. So I'm incorporating, it's not the pshat someone is forcing me to give him what's mine, and that's it. By becoming part of a bigger structure, I'm becoming part of that structure. A malchus is a realization of a certain entity. It's like you put together a certain binyan, and each and every element is significant and important, and the at the end of the day, each element came together in line with the vision of the Melech. So a malchus is a much nobler, it's a whole different world of relationship, but it's mechayev that the entire world be part of that malchus. If I have avadim, if I have 50 avadim instead of 100 avadim, l'may nafgemina. Nafgemina is that instead of plowing 10 square miles, I can only plow 5 square miles. That's a nafgemina. But if I have a car and I'm missing one part of the car, it's not going to go a little less good. It will probably not go at all, you know, unless it's an accessory. But if it's part and parcel of the car, it's not going to go with that at all. If I have this team designing, if I need X amount of manpower to plow the field, if I have less manpower, it just takes more time to do it. But if I have a team to put together a racket and I'm missing one of the people, then I don't have a racket. Because no matter how much longer they'll work on their part, it's not going to work, they're not going to do anything. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires that every single element of the Bria become part of it. L'sakein oilom b'malchus shakai. It means the world's tikkun is when you have the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu encompassing all of it. It's very interesting. When the Zionist movement started, there was a movement called Bilo. It was after a pasuk, Beis Yaakov lechu v'nelcha. You know, Klal Yisrael, let's move, let's go. So people used to say, it's a shame that they cut the pasuk in half, because the second half of the pasuk is Be'or Hashem. So that part they skipped. You know, the Lesakin Olam has become today like the big mantra, the Takin Olam, Takin Olam, Takin Olam, it's all the Jews about Takin Olam. There's another two words to that. It's called Malchus Shakai. The world becomes Metukin, not when you leave over Parcel, it's nice to leave over Parcel, but when there's a sense that every piece is an element of Malchus Shakai. I guess in their attempt to be inclusive, they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu out. The only one they don't include in the Malchus, in the Tikkun Olam, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But other than that, everybody else included.
Aren't there some people who are going to fail? So it's not like, if everything is going to be accomplished, then it's not like they're necessary. The people who fail, if would, that would
in the
ultimate
big
goal
picture,
of
whatever
the
world
is.
Picture, every piece needs to be there. And that's the Geulah's Misakev. It says the Geulah's Misakev until all the pieces are there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many ways of bringing back those Nekudas that didn't realize, didn't accomplish what they were supposed to accomplish, and have it accomplished some other way.
I mean, like, even though most Jews aren't Orthodox or in the first place, so, like, Hashem will do something to make all of the Jews
I Akash Baruch has many eights. It could, when a person, I mean, we're looking at one slice of time, and but the fact that there are many people today that come back to Yiddishkeit tells you that those nekudas, maybe that was the ticking of those nekudas, that a person can go away and come back. I don't know. You know, nobody
and
knows.
If somebody goes away and doesn't come back.
You know, there are all sorts of inyanim where the Shor, Akash Baruch brings the Shor and Neshama back. We spoke about Gilgal. I don't know what it is. I don't know how it is. But Akash Baruch is make sure about Yidach Men and Nidach, that nothing gets lost. Whatever Tov and the Bria needs to find its place in the big picture, it finds its place. Sometimes a person, even by providing an obstacle to another person, and the other person overcomes the obstacle, that's also sometimes what's needed. We don't know Chashbon is a Shemayim, these things. But the one thing we do know is, that's why Avraham Avinu, it wasn't enough for Avraham Avinu to say, listen, I'm a frum guy, I'm great. What do I have to care about anybody else? It's not, you know, what's the problem? It's their problem. Now, the answer is no, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's problem, and it's our problem. Because the world is not Shalem until all the pieces don't fit in.
But you can't know if your piece is necessary.
Whatever you accomplish is certainly necessary. How a Akash Baruch Hu gets around the problems, I don't know. Somebody can do something else. These are things that are not shayach to us. Okay. Morgan Avram. Ve'heyei brocha b'chocha yismim. Af shekola oves haktoishim zochu lo yisim adreiga. Hem necholom b'zim Avram v'nal shalom. Hu zocha le brocha zu. Shemene noldim heim v'nistafu d'achavoyda shopachat v'emes v'mene husha zaka Yisrael. So the famous Rashi here, where it says Yochol b'chol chaysmin, Talmud Loima, you know, ve'yei brocha b'chol chaysmin v'chaysmin acher. Let's just describe why that's so important. I mean, to us that sounds kind of a little bit horrible. Like, what kind of avtocha is it? It's like, I mean, imagine somebody came to you and said, you know, I'm going to give you credit, nobody else credit for what they did. I like you, and I'm going to give you credit. If you're bal nefesh in any way, you'll become very, very embarrassed. You say that's terrible, and whatever you wish down deep, you would still feel that it's terrible that someone else who did is not acknowledged. What's that talk of Abraham? Everything should go. The answer is, like we said when we spoke about Malchus, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, there cannot be many good things in the Bria. There's only one good thing in the Bria. Except that the Bria works by pieces, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kolal everything. The Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reflected in the Bria, that the whole Bria, it's like when you have a lens, and you have all the different colors of light. When you take light and you run it through a prism, it becomes many colors. If you run it back in the other direction through a prism, it becomes focused on one light and becomes one light. Avodas Hashem is one thing. It's not many things. It's one thing. But as it spreads, it takes on many colors. Just like a person who's an El Reyit and he has feelings of Kedusha. So he has those feelings of Kedusha when he fasts on Yom Kippur, and the fasting feeds a certain element of Kedusha. And when the person eats a Suda and Matzah Yom Kippur and does it with Kavana and with Remus and Nefesh, he also feels it that way. In other words, he really sees it as being different radiations of the same central Nekudu. Have we finished the bracha, Magen Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, that means all of Judaism can't be boiled down to less than three nekudos. That's a trinity, Chas V'Shalom. That's not good. It's if there's one God, there's one nekuda of Torah, and that's Avram as an Av. Avram in himself contains Yitzchak, contains Yaakov, contains Shiftei Kof. In a very, very, so just like a person in his genetic material contains 1,000 children that he could possibly have. And every child is a variation of his genetic material, mothers. But it all comes in him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftiach Avram, that Yuhakara of Achdus, of Echad, of Hashem Echad, will manifest itself in the fact that even though each Av had to befall, build another level, it will all be understood as coming from that nekuda. Okay, so we finished this sheet, and we'll see some next week in midterm. We'll do a different sheet inside. Okay.
Sensor Abby?
Yes.